Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Folks in his organization really needed him to listen more. And as he tried to do that, we had to take it out of the workplace, and we created a listening stick for him to practice at night with his wife. And as you can imagine, she was thrilled to be part of this experiment.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. And this is Amy Jen Su. She's an executive coach and a writer for the Harvard Business Review. And she knows how to get those stubborn bosses to sit down and listen.
So each night at dinner, he was asked to not talk until she handed him the stick. And he had to wait for her to pass him the stick before he could start talking.
You know these kinds of people at work. You can see it in their eyes. They're looking at you, but they aren't listening. And then they just blurt out something totally unrelated to whatever it is you were just talking about.
And the real value of it was just a physical cue to help him improve the skill. And after the first couple of weeks, he said, wow, you know, I find myself every night staring at the stick, wondering when she's going to hand it to me instead of listening. But over time, he really got the hang of it.
I was going to say the danger there is you just watch the stick.
Sort exactly.
Of like a dog. Like, give me the bone.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did. You know, I would say after a good 6 to 9 months of listening stick and being aware and practicing this at home and at work, this leader's never going to be a warm and fuzzy, but he built enough of that muscle that he wasn't leaving a trail of bodies, you know, of folks not wanting to work with him.
I remember that I used to work with somebody who didn't listen to me. We worked very closely with one another, and it drove me crazy because I would try and get this person to pay attention to what I was saying. And even when I would say, you're not listening to me, they would say, no, I'm listening to you, and then would continue on without listening. Why are people like this?
Yeah, no, I think all of us, our minds are racing at a very fast pace. We're distracted by what's going on in our own minds and the agendas we need to achieve. So listening is actually a pretty difficult skill to achieve.
Is it selfishness?
You know, I think for some folks, there could be some selfishness of wanting to achieve your own agenda. I think those are the folks where when they don't listen, we feel most insulted, where it seems like they're really out for themselves and Machiavellian. You know, for some folks, it could be performance anxiety. You know, they themselves feel like they have to speak, they have to have the answers, they need to be the smartest guy or gal in the room. So it could be, you know, mindsets like that. I think there's a large population of folks where it's quite unconscious and are just moving quickly from meeting to meeting and not realizing that along the way they aren't listening.
Okay, so if I want to become a better listener, what's the first step that I should take?
Slow down. That's probably the biggest. You know, how do we
slow down? I don't know about that.
Yeah, that one's tricky, right?
Then do what? Then after I've slowed down, then what do I do?
Stop talking.
That's easy.
So, right, I think number one, getting slow down, get comfortable with silence, stop talking. I think there's many of us who speak just to hear ourselves think. And so getting comfortable with silence and space first is really critical.
What do you need to do that if you're trying really hard to listen and what the person is telling you, you either disagree with or you have a really negative reaction to what they're saying, what should you do in that kind of situation?
You know, it's getting comfortable. Well, number one, noticing that you are starting to get uncomfortable and being more comfortable with the fact that you're getting uncomfortable would be a start. And then, you know, part of listening is listening for the facts. Is the person sharing facts that you weren't aware of? Hear the person out and then either saying, hey, that's a really new piece of information. I hadn't thought of seeing something that way. And actually having your mind open to being changed, or considering the substance of what's been shared and saying, you know, hey, I'm really hearing you out, but I think we're not on the same page here.
So how do you know if you are a good listener? Because I would imagine that if you aren't, a lot of those people may not even be self-aware. They may think, oh, I really listen well to my colleagues and my bosses and my direct reports, but it turns out they're terrible. So how do you self-evaluate whether or not you're doing a good job at it?
Yeah, one way is, you know, after meetings, perhaps debriefing with some trusted colleagues, how did that meeting go? Here's what I think I heard. What did you hear? So there's a bit of, you know, Monday morning quarterback debrief with others.
But if you feel like your boss is not listening to you, what can you do to try and get them to start paying attention?
that's a tricky one, you know, when you're managing up there. But I think one can always go back to their boss and just say, hey, you know, want to make sure we're on the same page on something, and kind of re-go back through the conversation and see what their boss heard and what they're trying to share.
Do you see gender playing any role in how people hear other people?
You know, it's interesting. Folks have asked us through the years if gender makes a difference to listening or presence. Women are often more penalized by perception than their male counterparts.
And what do you mean by penalized by perception?
So if you have a woman who's very quiet and not speaking up, kind of in one extreme end, the view or perception of that in its extremes is going to be seen more harshly than her male counterpart. Or conversely, if the woman's overbearing and speaking up or overly aggressive.
One final question. What are some of the strategies that you would suggest in a meeting when the sense of, like, I'm not done yet and I need you to keep listening to me because I'm getting to my point?
Right. I think that's where nonverbal cues are really important. Coming in and claiming and owning your space, number one, so that folks don't even feel like there's room to interrupt you or dismiss you. Even physical cues like holding up your hand to say, oh, hey, wait a minute here. Let me just finish what I'm going to say here can be very effective. Other times you may need to just hear the person out who's interrupted you, but then loop back and say, hey, I didn't finish that point. Let me just finish it here.
Is there a danger you can come off as rude if you hold your hand up, or, you know, you look like you're saying, talk to the hand, I want to keep talking here?
I think there's a way to kind of do it firmly but respectfully, and just say, and then I think also your tone of voice is really important. Like, hey, wait a minute there, Charlie Lee. Let me just finish that thought there.
Amy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Amy Jinsu is an executive coach and the co-owner of Paribus Partners and is a frequent contributor to the Harvard Business Review. So what about you?
I think I do. I'm a pretty good listener, so yeah.
What about the people in your office?
Yeah, as far as my co-workers, sure. They do. And sometimes not so much the manager, but, you know, then you got to kind of work with that person.
We spend so much of our time at work that this stuff can really get under your skin. Tell us, what is bugging you? We want to chat about it. We want to figure out how to help you get through your days in the office. Record a voice memo on your phone and send the file to moneytalking@wnyc.org. We'll find someone who has the answers. For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking.